What we enjoy, believe me, is the mercy of God. Listen, the sacrifice of Jesus is the most important thing that God ever did for mankind. That's why, you know, I was saying something last week. That is why, especially Christians, they will get away with a lot of sins of, I don't know, I didn't know, now it was not deliberate. They get away with a lot of it. The reason is simple. The blood of Jesus constantly cleanses us from all iniquity. And that is not a joke. It's not really not a joke. It is as if you are going to walk through the where there's plenty wire. God just wears gloves on you by force because you don't know the one that is live. And what I'm saying is you are getting something out of it. So I've talked about sin. Now, so there is transgression. That one usually gets what the Bible calls a just recompense of reward, in which it is like you are sowing a seed, it brings a harvest. That is, there is a penalty attached to it. Are you getting my point? And that's what, if you read Hebrews, he was explaining that, in fact, the most important thing in that one is when you hear, let me put it like this, you hear the word of God and you deliberately disobey it. Listen, when I say disobey now, you know, Christians are used to thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not lie. That No. There was a man who they told him, the economy of Samaria shall improve tomorrow, and he laughed. You know he died. That's what I'm calling transgression. They said, by tomorrow, this economy will boil. The man laughed and said, even if God were the prophet looked at him. That's why I told you that if I'm speaking and somebody disdains the word, especially when I'm talking and preaching, I feel sorry for the person. That is, I literally, if I know you and I love you, I will pray for you. Because I know if I don't, you are really in trouble. You have sinned against God. You don't get the point. I say, how can? What do you mean by how can? I have told you the word of God. You say, how can? If you don't believe, just shut your mouth and go, jeje, so that your mouth does not cause your whole body to enter into judgment. I'm telling you. No. It's so important. Bishop Oyedepo said something that which I really like. He said, no word of God, no prophecy ever leaves you the same. So it's either bringing you up or bringing you down. If you believe it, and there's something about that Ed Cole said, the one that I want you to understand. Ed Cole said, God does not ever give advice. Never. He only gives commandments. Marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. It's not like it is good. God does not ever give counsel. Now, listen to what I'm saying. He doesn't give you advice. Like, as a friend, though, let me tell you the truth. What I really think, no. Every time he tells you something, it is a commandment. What I'm trying to say is this. So when you don't do it, it is a transgression. It is disobedience. It is called lawlessness. You are getting the principle. It's different from like, I didn't know, maybe your friends are talking, say, I think you should do that. No. If God says, this is how it should be done. Even if it's for your own good. And okay, Shebi Namal, you know, like, put a fire extinguisher in your car. You cannot tell him, is it your car? If you don't put it, the car will vaporize as punishment for not putting it. You cannot disobey God and you go scot-free. It does not ever happen. Are you following my point? That is a deliberate disobedience. That is why God, look, Eve, I told you, Eve sinned. But the Bible never said, by one woman, sin entered into the world. Did you hear that? After the Bible said that she fell into transgression, you know, she was deceived. But Adam, it was a deliberate action. Therefore, the sin of Adam could not be atoned for with ordinary small sacrifice. In fact, the sin of Adam, in quote, was never atoned for. Adam and his generations had to die, and God brought out a new man as replacement. That is why we read last week. He said, it's after all of this, we still continue to practice. It's after that, there is no more sacrifice for such sins. Because what the man is doing now is that he has sinned right. God has empowered him to do right. Yet he decides to do wrong. God said, well, I don't know how I'm going to help him. I'm not going to forgive him. I'm just going to kill him. You are getting the point I'm going to say. So when the Bible talks about the law of sin and death, which we read about earlier, that Paul was talking about in Romans chapter 9, in Romans chapter 8. He said, the law of the spirit of life, we'll talk about that maybe next time, in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. What he was saying is that every time sin is committed, now I'll explain what death means in a moment. Death always follows. Now let me quickly say something about death. God said to Adam, the day you eat of it, that day you shall surely die. Right? People say, did he die that day? Yes, he did. It's just that death, if you read the scriptures, death in the Bible does not mean natural death alone. That is just one of the ramifications of death. You know what I mean? That's what you and I call physical death. Now, death in the Bible just means that there is a way by which God ordained for something to work. Are you getting my point? When it starts malfunctioning, it is because the spirit of death has entered into it. So, what God was telling Adam is that the day you eat of it, that day you shall become subject to that spirit of death. Are you following my point? That is, before now, if you planted, because Adam was not an idle man. You know that. The Bible, just like we read now, told him that he was supposed to guard that garden and cultivate it. Don't think Adam was going to just cross his leg and say, Eve, why don't you go and harvest some apples for us? Let's eat for dinner. No, no. You know, one day I read one of our pharmacology textbooks when I was in school, Lawrence and Bennett. So they're talking about anesthesia. And they said that, one man said that God was the first anesthetist. Why? Because he put Adam to sleep and then did the surgery on him, remove his rib. That was the first anesthetist. Now, I'm of that school of thought. I believe it. Others said, no, he couldn't have been. Said, why? I said, because by that time there was no pain. That was before the sin. I said, you are joking. You think Adam will have put hand in fire? No, go burn him. Listen to me. Let me tell you what was happening. If Adam caught himself, he shouted, yay, that is, even though he has not sinned, pain fibers or nerve endings were not invented because of sin. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Don't think Adam was just living like this. He would just look, he would just step on sharp object like this and just say, oh, I am a child of God. Nothing. Just say, if he stepped on a sharp object, if we hear adults shout, he was, darling, what is the problem? He said, what is the difference there? The difference is that tetanus will not kill him. The difference is that the place we heal, I believe, without a scar. The difference is that there is no risk of infection setting in to now cripple the man absolutely and kill him. But that the thing will not bleed. You are joking. Go and study the human blood. For those of you who know, if you study medicine biology, everything inside was engineered by God to defend Adam, even before the fall. Are you getting my point? Against all the small problems of life. God knew the man was going to cut himself one day. So he had put things that would clot the blood, close the place up, and then initiate repair. What is death, therefore? The spirit of death is that when Adam steps on that sharp object, he will shout, that is not spirit of death. They will pull it out. It's not the spirit of death. He will bleed. No spirit of death. But if piece of death entered, then 10 days later, his neck becomes stiff. Eat now. I can't open. He can't open his mouth. What is it? He has tetanus now. One young man, one encounter I had as a house officer. He went hunting with his friends. And I don't know how he fell. But his Dane gun that he had went off while the gun was kind of loose. So the barrel faced him and discharged into his, between his shoulder, around his chest here, upper part of his chest, just before, around his shoulder here. It was a Dane gun, not a very powerful gun. So it didn't injure him too much, really. Now, this is very sad because I think it was a bit mismanaged. All right, or they gave him drugs that were not working. I don't know what happened, but let me cut the long story short. So, one day I was there, and then they took him to theater to go and clean up the wound. So that's when we were finding pieces of cloth. All those things were removed. It was local anesthesia. So by the time the guy got up, I was a young man, about 26, 28, thereabouts. Young guy, strong guy, muscular guy. He said, thank God, say I'm a strong man. He said, it's just because I'm strong.
He said, if a normal man, that kind of thing hit the guy, the person is dead. He said, but because I be man. You know, as soon as he said it, me, I was the house officer. There was an MO there, medical officer. And there were two nurses or three. And a theater attendant, you know, a number of people inside the theater room. All of us just shouted spontaneously, everyone, will you shut up there? You know, we just, you know, keep quiet. God deliver you, talk. Anyway, it was weekend, I traveled. I came back on Monday, he had tetanus. 3 days later, he was dead. Strong man. From that day till he died, it was not more than a week. After, don't let your mouth. God delivered the man. Remember what I said on Saturday? They knew him as God, but they did not honor him as God. Neither did they give thanks. Therefore, he gave them over to tetanus. And you've heard the story of the Titanic. You know the name of the ship was Unsinkable Titanic. That was not why he sank. You know why he sank? They said, even God cannot sink Titanic. And God said, all right, no problem now. I promise you I won't sink Titanic. I will just remove the power of life away from Titanic. Let us see whether Titanic has life in itself. We're talking about the sin and death. So Titanic jammed ordinary water that has solidified and Titanic sank. And God said, see, I did not even sink Titanic. If I wanted to sink something, go and ask them in, what they call it, Jericho. You will see the way I sink things. They vanish instantly. Shwa. I wasn't the one that sank Titanic. I just refused to come on duty that night. You know, when America got bombed, that's the 9/11, the Twin Towers, World Trade Center went down. I read a story, something said by this, I think the daughter of Billy Graham. They said that, where was God? He said, God was right where we placed him. He said, what do you mean? We told him, we went to court and said, we don't want God in our schools. So the Supreme Court said, God cannot stay in school. So God left. We said, we don't want God on our streets. You removed God. You don't want God in public places. He said, at the end of the day, attack him to a public place. God was where you said you should go. He said, God should go to church. God was in church, actually. God didn't come. So don't say, where was God? We drove him away. My friend telling me the story of the Unsinkable Titanic told me another one, which will interest you. So one wild young woman was going out one night with her friends. And the mother begged her and said, please, this life you are leading is not good. He said, okay, please, this night, I just feel bad at this journey. Maybe it was not even night, just going on a trip. He said, pray that God will come with you on this trip. So the girl looked at the mother and said, mommy, the car is full. If God wants to come along, he should stay in the boot. Are you hearing the story? They had a ghastly motor accident in which everybody inside the car died. But there was a crate of eggs in the boot, and no one cracked. God was in the boot. They said, God should stay in the boot. So God showed them that, all right, where did he say I should stay in the boot? So God just entered the boot and lay down there. So while the men were dying in the car, God was protecting the eggs. This is the only thing here that is acknowledged. Interestingly, that also was a true story, not fable. It really happened. No, are you getting my point? I may not get all the details right, but that God protected something as fragile as egg in the boot, it really happened. While 4 or 5 adults were crushed to death in the car. The law of sin and death. No, one of the things, you know, 2 weeks ago we said that a place that the central part of Christianity is this one. What you use your mouth to say. You go and blaspheme against God anyhow. You know, such thing, God doesn't even judge. He'll just remove his hand. He says, stay in the boot. It's all right. I'll stay in the boot. Then I'll let you people know that life does not go on without me. That every plane that flies and doesn't crash, it is not because the engineers are good. It is just that except the law watches the city, the watchmen are awake but in vain. So no, except the law keeps the plane afloat, the engineer is good but in vain. Are you getting the point? No, if you know the way these things play out. Sin, I will tell you, I said all this story by talking about sin. You know what happens with sin? Sin is the gap that's created between a man and God. That's what sin is. And this is how it is. I will tell you something about principles of life. If you buy an equipment and you say Sony Corporations of Japan, Corporation of Japan says it's 110 to 120 volts, and you travel to America for a conference and you are coming back, you want to show your wife how fast equipment you can bring back. You bring it back from the US and you plug it into Nigerian outlet. Nigerian outlet is 220 to 240 volts. Are you getting my point? A few seconds after, the thing is fried again. You know what you have done? What you did was sin. Was Sony Corporation of Japan angry with you? NEPA of Nigeria, are they angry with you? No. But what you have done is called sin. Anytime you go against the rules that God set in the realm of the spirit, you're walking in sin. It is not as if God has moral standards. This is not a matter of morality. This is a matter of the soul that sinneth, he shall die. It's not as if I'm judging him. The set that's made for America, plug into Nigeria outlet without any step-down transformer, it shall blow. Are we angry? No. Did we go to one Mr. Yugumoto that is running that enterprise in Japan? No. He didn't curse us. He didn't. He just said, watch it, this thing, 110 volts, American outlet. That's the type we use. You feel very powerful that this is his father's property. Didn't I pay for it? No, you are feeling very tough. This is not my body. I can do what I like with it, okay? And we can go to court and legislate. Abortion is legal. It's our body. That's what they told the Americans. No, do you know that was the principle? They went to court and said, there's privacy. It's our body. We can do what we like with it. And they say Roe versus Wade. Yes, a woman and her pregnancy is a private matter. If she lies, shoots the child. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. Okay, fine. So God said, no problem. Then they made all those laws. You see, people think that God is judging them. God is not judging anybody. You are touching live wire. Is it judgment to be electrocuted? No. It is called the soul that sinneth, it shall die. It is not as if we are angry. We are not angry. So, they go to the same societies. And then they will now come and say, I want to start school on in Alcoholic Anonymous to help people to recover from alcoholism. God say, look at them. The problem where the alcoholism started from, they are not facing it. They do counseling schools on how to ensure that men don't leave their wives and wives don't leave their men. God is looking at them. He said, you don't get the point. You guys are breaking a fundamental law. You have said your home is your private property. Now, there's something I read some time ago. One woman called her children and said, listen, in this house, there's no democracy. You know why there's no democracy? He said, which day did I campaign that I wanted to be your mother? When did you vote for me as your mother? I am just your mother. I didn't ask your opinion. For that reason, all decisions in this house, I take it. You people shouldn't come. There's no democracy here. In the same manner, it's like that with God. We did it. God come to the Supreme Court and say, should I invent that thing called marriage? Therefore, you can't tell him how it should be wrong. You follow my point? You know, anytime you buy a used car in Nigeria, all these modern cars, that's any car as young as 18 years, 15 years in Nigeria now, once you buy it, after a few years, your injector will have problem. It's not only Mercedes, all of them. And that is BMW. Do you know why? When they were making the cars, they were not planning to export it to Nigeria after 10 years. They made it for Europe and from America. And they put a sticker on all of them. Unleaded fuel only. I've not noticed it. Go to all of the cars. Virtually all of them that use this injector system. They have it written clearly. Unleaded fuel only. You know what it means? They are now just drive to this filling station in front of that Texaco. Enter any filling station you look at. Just look at there all these major marketers. Forget all these small boys that build small stations. Major marketers. Every one of their dispensing machines they put it there contains lead anti-knock compound. Please do not ingest. Do not inhale. They put it like that. They put it boldly. So when you buy your Mercedes Benz used. And in Nigeria, after usually it takes about a year to two, the injector must give problem. They say if they put water in it, it's not water. It is a leaded fuel that you buy. What is lead? Well, for those who want to know, lead is what happens that they use it to do what they call they improve what they call octane rating of fuel. That is, it burns better, it burns faster, it burns supposedly cleaner. All right, so it improves your octane rating. So the fuel we use in Nigeria, all right, generally is cheap. It's cheaper than. So you make cheaper fuel, they improve the quality by adding lead. Leaded compounds. Now, that's how sin is. When God made marriage, made the human body, made the society, he said, unsinned fuel only, no sin inside. So when you use your own kind of fuel to try to run it, when it goes kaput, are you getting my point? It is not as if God is angry. It is just called the law of sin and death. If you throw something up and it falls down, it's not because God is angry with the thing for going up. It's called the law of gravity. Are you getting my point? You know, something recently went for a program, couples meeting and all that. So, and that, I've seen that a lot of times. Now, my wife said that, why don't you say something? You know, everybody's supposed to talk. But she has noticed that when I'm in a place, and this is something about me, that everybody's supposed to talk, I don't talk. If we're talking football, I will talk. You know why? I don't know football anyway. It's just part of the noise. If we're talking about Christ in Anambra State, I will talk. If it's politics, I will open my ignorant mouth also. I know all of us don't know anything. We're just talking. People ask, look, Abuja is 1 hour flight from here. What's the color of the gate? And I ask, look, if you say green, white, green, you are just guessing. Because, you know, it's not my point. You've never been there. And if you say that, you know what Obasanjo is doing? I say, shut your mouth. How do you know what Obasanjo is doing? Did he come to discuss with you? You buy one newspaper that wants to sell. You know, I beg, let's not go into that area. So when we open now, we talk. Everybody talks. So don't mind this PDP. Yes. There are people destroying the populace. Yes. AD, Alliance for Destruction. Yes. Abuse everybody. It's just talk. But when we're in an open forum, I want to discuss the scriptures. And does everybody contribute? One guy that never talks is I, Banky. I don't. Number of reasons. One of them, I don't even have the anointing. Number two, if I finish declaring the counsel of God, and you say, please, I want to say something. And what Pastor Banky said, I really don't agree. Because I start feeling sorry for you. You know, because you see, in our place, what they say is that, and in scripture I just told you, you know, I'm helping you to commit iniquity. So I won't even give you the opportunity. So when they say, recently, my wife said, you didn't say anything. I said, no, I don't want to say anything. He said, why? I said, because everybody's allowed to contribute. I said, I don't talk under such circumstances. I can't teach under such circumstances. It's a Christian gathering, but everyone's supposed to contribute. I said, listen, this is where I do my own thing. Either I'm instructing you or you are instructing me. But all this discussion only generates more ungodliness. I beg, I don't have the time. If you want to discuss, it'll be one-on-one. You understand my point? You ask questions, we cross-fertilize ideas, but we are in a group. In fact, my wife was telling me that one man, he said, in fact, before we got there, another person was even, another person that was present was discussing with her, that no, these are our meetings, we shouldn't be doing like this, we should be inviting somebody to talk to us. I said, nobody knew why I tell you that. I was telling my wife. You know why that woman was telling her? He said, because somebody spoke before we arrived. And said, there's what is called holy lie. And that you can lie if it's necessary. What annoyed my wife was at the end, the person coordinating said, all right, does anybody have something else to say? Why am I telling you this? See, that is called sin, iniquity. We should gather and say, please, who understands what God has said is the kind of fuel that's supposed to run this engine? What is the kind of voltage we plug our marriages and our relationships into? Who has the manual from the manufacturer? That's what makes Christian life. Not let us cross-fertilize ideas. You are talking rubbish. Are you God? God has said, let us make man. The rest of us will say, God, what have you made man? We don't discuss anything. That's why I told you that Edco said, God doesn't give advice. He doesn't discuss with you. Every time, you know what he gives? Commandments. That is, anytime you don't do what God says, you have disobeyed. You are in sin. You are in iniquity. He said, marvel not that I say unto thee, you must be born again. Don't be advice. He said, but you know, in our family, we are Hindus. That's your problem. You know, I'm a Jew by birth and by inclination. It's your problem. What I have said to you is you must be born again. And once you hear it, your sin has been converted from that of someone you did not know to somebody who is now deliberately transgressing the commandment of God. Therefore, judgment shall come. That's what it says. I've tried to explain something about sin today. Sin is not like, see, God has reserved something better for you in heaven. You know, sometimes I hear people when they talk about young people say, you know, when you engage in premarital sex, what you are doing is that you are cheapening. I say, why do you people like to tell lies? Tell the young woman that you are a sinner and the soul that sinned shall die. Why don't you just say it simply? Maybe trying to explain. You know, like, you know, try to persuade it. I've seen it a lot on TV. Because, now, just let me close with this. Every time men deny God, they can never enforce righteousness because God is the only standard. Like in America, or you know, I don't know till today, I don't know why people have it as a dream to migrate to Europe. If you must migrate to a co-developed country, please, go to United States. It's better. Those apostate nations call Europe. Me, I don't know. And anytime I look at it, I have friends, relations that like, boys, anyway, you people are righteous people. I pray that God will shift you before something goes wrong. Because something will go wrong. There's no gainsaying the fact. Something will go wrong. There is no land that starts wedding homosexuals that problems won't come. It does not happen. I you know, God said something. He told the people, he said, these were the things that the people in that land did. And the land became polluted. And the land vomited up the inhabitants. Because the earth has a kind of life in it. It can't stand iniquity that is heavy. You keep on shedding the blood of innocent people on a land. After some time, a volcano erupts as cleansing for that land. But look, let me tell you. Spiritual things are so real. You know, one day, this same guy, I tell you that, quoted me somewhere. He sent me a mail. He said, I remember something you said about Indonesia. You know, till today, I can't remember when I said it. Now, he quoted me, said that I told him something once, that these Indonesia people, leave them now. They are playing with Islam. They will see. He sent that to me the day the tsunami hit. I can't remember saying it. There was something that happened at the time. I said, the way these guys have gone, no, those guys persecuted Christians. I said, look at them. They will see. They will see what Islam really brings for people. Then tsunami hit. Plague followed. And you know the way it goes. It's one after the other. Tsunami, plague. Then another volcano was waiting to erupt. God said, the land became polluted. And it vomited up the inhabitants. It had nothing to do whether they were Christians or not. And what did God say? We should read it. Leviticus chapter 18. He told them many things. Let's start from 20. You shall not have intercourse with your neighbor's wife. 21. You shall not offer your offspring to Molech. 22. You shall not lie with a male as one lies with a female. Homosexuality is talking about is an abomination. That's what the Bible calls abomination. Abominations are spiritual plagues. That is, it's like a man drinking poison. Even if the owner of the house is not around, once you drink the poison, you are dead. It's not a matter of judgment. That's what an abomination is. He said, you will not have, in terms of a woman, with an animal. He said, verse 24, do not defile yourselves by any of these things, for by all these things, the nation which I am casting out before you have been defiled. For the land has become polluted. Therefore, I have brought his punishment upon it. So the land has spewed out its inhabitants. Verse 26. But as for you, you are to keep my statutes and my judgments. God's statutes and judgments are like instruction manuals for that thing you have bought. Are you getting the point? So he said, you are to keep it. When you are keeping it, you shall not do any of these abominations. Neither the native amongst you, nor the alien that's among you.
He said, "For the land, the men of the land which have been before you have done all these abominations, and the land has become defiled, so that the land will not spill you out." Oh, that's what he's telling them. Should you defile it? That is, you are defiling the land. That's what God is talking about. He said, if you defile it, it will spill you out like the nations which were before you. Now, I'm explaining something here. That land becomes defiled. And God said, all this one of legalizing homosexuality is defilement of the land. And it will most certainly spill out its inhabitants. I read this many years ago. Then one day I sat and watched CNN. I wrote it in one of my books. And there was a great earthquake somewhere in, I think, either San Francisco. Anyway, it was in California. And of course, the Calamity News Network, they were there and they ensured that I got the full gist about it. And they interviewed one woman who was a confirmation for this scripture. She said, "We are moving out." She said, "In one that my husband and I moved down here last year. In 1 year, we have gone through 4 disasters. Because there was a wild bushfire before that. There was, I think, a hurricane. It was a hurricane before that. I've forgotten the 3rd one. But this earthquake was the 4th. The woman said, "Abba, in 1 year, we are going." I looked, I said, the land has just spewed them out. I found out later from reading Eric Joyner that the epicenter of that earthquake was under a pornography studio. If you see a land that legalizes homosexuality, don't plan to raise your children there. How much more take visa to run there? Hey, no, honestly, once you see it, Jesus said, "Can't you discern the signs of the times?" He said, "When you see horsemen in pairs, shout, 'Ha! Babylon is falling.'" He said, "Because his judgment has come." He said, "When you see the army surround Jerusalem, then know that her desolation is near. Time to move." I'm not a prophet, but by understanding, once you see a land sign into law that homosexuals are normal people, and a man can marry a man, after all, why not? Because until a land legalizes something, God still has mercy on them. Once you say, "In our land, it is okay." Oh boy. All your investments, they start selling. Start selling house. Because insurance company does not compensate for what they call acts of God. If you insure a house, except you specifically insure for acts of against acts of God, it's called an act of God. Who are we to fight God? Oh, God. I hope you are getting what I'm making here. So please, our time has gone. I really have to end. Our time has really gone. But the point I'm just making is that sin is not a moral question. Sin is a matter of set laws and standards in the realm of the spirit. You cross them, you get burnt. Are you getting my point? Like we're teaching on radios many months ago. I said sin. When we say a man don't sin, we are saying it's the reason why you won't prosper. We are not saying that don't enjoy yourself. Listen, a lot of men, now this is very common with men, because it's as if the problem God gave to men, it's not as if it's God, but one problem they have is many women. That's why the Bible has to say that. Make sure the man is a man of one woman. He said, when you want to appoint deacons, he told Timothy, "Come, make sure he's a man of one woman." You know, most Bible says the husband of one wife. The literal Greek says a man of one woman. That is, even if he doesn't marry the second wife, once he has her somewhere, he's not qualified. If you hear the man has girlfriend, he cannot be a deacon. A husband of one wife was not the discussion. The issue was, is he a man of one woman? Are you getting my point? Now, I see a lot of men, once money enter their pocket, they become they become men of multiple women. They have one wife, oh, but they now have women. I said, poor guy. He doesn't understand that what he has just done is to throw away his ability to move his wealth to another level. Are you getting my point? That is, if you see a man, if there are so many stories I've heard, you know, like I tell you, I look at things with different eyes. One day I watched a movie, a true story about a mafia don. I noticed it's interesting about the guy. He's been in the mafia for a long time. One of those relatively okay, in quotes. They're all evil people, mafia guys. Yeah. He's a don, big guy, respected and all that. The law couldn't get him nothing. Then one day, he began. Meanwhile, this wife, there was one young woman he met while he was yet a boy also. She was also a small girl. Even before he joined the mafia, he told her. And the woman said, please promise our children will not join. He said, no problem. They got married. They had kids. The kids grew up. They never shot him. They never shot any of these kids. Then one day, he began to have an affair with one young woman that just immigrated to the United States. As a spiritual man, I said, this man's problem has really just become... If you know the way God judges things, you will laugh. Like God just said, your problem has begun. Shortly after, police arrested him and they indicted him. And I think before this thing, somebody shot him and killed him. I said, you say, it's because of the people. I said, no. God said, this is the judgment. He said, he has now dealt treacherously with the wife of his youth. People die for reasons you don't know. The thing you think they are going to die for? You see, David was raking. He took a goat. We will kill him. God's the ordinary goat. Ordinary goat, David. So what do we do to you now? Are you getting the point I'm making? You understand my point? The thing that God judges, you'll be surprised. So when you tell men, don't commit sin, leave adultery alone, we are not saying we don't want you to enjoy. We are saying it is not the passport to enjoyment, it's how to die. This is how to die. It doesn't matter that it's our culture. It's our culture. You know, like one man told me once, his son was mental. I saw him in a psychiatric hospital. We saw that I was clerking the boy. The boy was going crazy. So when medical students take him, like, so part of the thing we do, we take medical and social history. How many wives do you have? How many children? He said, he has one wife. Uh-huh. How many children? He said, well, I have like 8. 5 from this boy's mother. But you know, we African, you know the way we live now. You know the way we live. The man told me. I said, what do you mean? I know he has a few children here and there. I said, okay, now your boys are going mental. You can't you see that the way Africans live is not going to get Africans anywhere? What is wrong with these people? You know, the way we live. What is the way we live? There is a way to keep your way pure. What God is saying, that this is a path to progress. He's not saying that I don't want you to enjoy. After all, Muhammad said that God has reserved 70 virgins for him. That will show you that the man's heart has not departed from his iniquity. So he just shifted the iniquity to another zone. If I can't do it on earth, I will do it in heaven. And when I go drink, we'll be bathing inside. So swimming pool will be beer and go. But we'll not drink on earth. But his heart is still lusting after drink. So you see, that's the thing about God. What he will not give you here, he won't give you there. You're not supposed to have it. What are you doing with 70, is it black or yellow-eyed virgins that he said, all these bombers? When they get there, they will see 70 red-eyed demons. Oh, God. I hope you're getting my point. I've just had to explain a principle here that, listen, with God, it is not a matter of moral distance. It's a breaking of a divine order. We'll continue from there next time. Let us go. The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good.